I'm happy to announce that you can now get both of my books as audiobooks read by me. They are available exclusively at my store. Link in the description.
It might be a flat earther. Hello.
Hello, how you doing?
Fine.
I have an experiment.
Okay.
All right, hear me out. We go to a 3-mile stretch of lake or land, right? Mm-hmm. And we set up markers, 15-foot high markers, every 500 feet. And we put lasers at every foot height, at 1 foot, 2 foot, 3 foot, all the way to 15. And we shine the laser straight out. It would make a connect four pattern. That's impossible on your globe.
It doesn't do that, though. You guys filmed a
Have you done it? Have you done the experiment?
No, but
you're claiming something.
But
you're claiming something when you haven't even done it yet.
Chat, why is it?
Don't claim nothing beforehand,
chat, why is it
bro.
Yelling?
Don't do that.
Bro,
don't
do that. You cannot be crashing out this soon and this aggressively.
No, don't do it. Don't do it.
You're muted now. You guys did a documentary where you did this. I mean, not that specifically, but you took the light across a flat body and you said, aha. If the earth is flat, we'll be able to see the light. And then you couldn't see it. And then the guy on the radio said, lift it up a little bit. And then you could see the light. And then he went, huh. And then the documentary ended. But also,
Can I get a sec?
Yeah, there you go. So
Have you done the laser experiment? Here's curvature.
Absolutely confirmed.
Lake sir, Poncha have you train done a laser experiment? Have you done it? Laser experiment I gave you just now. Have you done it?
No, I've done almost
no scientific research.
Okay,
then shut the fuck up then.
Anyways, so whether or not something is true doesn't depend on whether I've done it. Almost nobody is a scientist. Almost nobody makes any discoveries.
You haven't.
Virtually nobody does this, but we all live our lives very. We all live our lives very comfortably. You need to stop screaming. We all live our lives perfectly comfortable being able to say, this is what we know.
You haven't done it.
Neither of you.
You haven't done the experiment.
Neither of you.
You haven't done it. Have you done it? Then
have
shut
you?
The fuck up then. You're claiming something.
Yeah, because look, I can see the curvature. It's right here.
Get out of here.
This is curvature. Curvature has been proven countless times. Your hypothetical, all it would do is the same thing we can see here, but I don't need to do your experiment because your experiment in different styles has been done, including by flat earthers. So we know that this data exists. It is known. Are you still there? Oh, it left? Damn. I actually wanted to ask it. I was going to ask it if it has any children. Oh, man. Hopefully the answer is no. And then I was going to ask it where babies come from, and presumably it knows that that's the answer, but then I was going to say, how do you know you haven't done it? Which would obviously completely, kneecap what it was screaming about how if you haven't done it, then you don't know. So my reliable, credible evidence that evolution is a fact. I mean, it's literally a field of science. There are journals of evolutionary biology where hundreds, if not thousands, of peer-reviewed papers are published every year.
Of course we have, but there is not really...
So there is evidence. Okay. So the thing you asked for...
Scientifically, to put on the table to say it, yes, that is 100% correct. We have evolution, which is fact, and...
Evolution is an observed fact, yes. Not a single population ever achieves Hardy-Weinberg equilibrium. Evolution is a proven fact. It is a law just as much as gravity is a law, just as much as thermodynamics is a law, just as much as whatever the relationship between redshift and distance, the Hubble-Lemaitre law is a law.
All right. So okay. What's the cause? What's the cause?
And of the evolution?
This evolution, yes.
What cause are you specifically looking for? Speciation or changes in gene composition?
In general.
Yeah, so I'm going to ask the exact same question. What specific change are you looking for in species or in gene composition?
Well, in species.
In species?
Correct.
Right. So the accumulation of genetic changes over time in a population by virtue of either random genetic drift components, recombination, or you can have directional selection because nature filters out certain gene combinations.
So here you say the nature as a cause, right?
That was one of the several causes I gave. Yeah, way to track.
During this whole process from 0 to 100. Yes or no?
If you come up with some sentences, then I'll have something to say. Go ahead and try again.
Well, I ask it against, well, absolute clear question. See, we get from it microorganism to up today, we have modern human beings. So we're also part of nature, of course. So you mean that the nature is the cause of all this from the process from 0 to 100?
Yeah, obviously.
Obviously.
Yeah, obviously.
Do we have a credible evidence? I mean, we have thousands of scientific
genetics, the fossil record, embryology, comparative anatomy. Yeah.
We have thousands of books in the schools, universities, everywhere that we have always had this.
Yeah, and entire fields of science that all have consilience and all say the exact same thing. Yes.
And you see the birth of the universe the same?
I don't know what that means. Do I think that evolution caused the birth of the universe? No.
Why? And what happened to this? We are part of the universe. You know, we are the tiniest fragment of the universe.
Okay.
And what was the cause here?
Of what?
We know how many planets are there that they have the same lives existing, the same like other planet. And you mean that the nature is also there?
Why are you not talking about evolution anymore?
Of course, do I? But I want to talk just in general, that, you know, not just.
I really don't. Okay. So what other questions about evolution do you have?
Well, it looks you don't have any credible evidence, so it doesn't make sense just to talk about the things that you can't.
What do you know about genetics? Say anything about genetics.
Genetics?
Right. So you can't even say one thing about genetics, and you're claiming that I don't have any credible evidence about evolution. I don't understand how somebody who is completely unaware of the evidence... It's not that you're unaware of the evidence... You don't even know that the evidence even could exist, seemingly. So I don't understand why somebody who is totally ignorant would say, yeah, nobody knows about this thing that I don't know anything about. Why would you do that? Chat, why did it do that?
You don't want to talk this as rational and well-scientific. You just say the same things. You repeat the same things. It doesn't make sense. All right.
Go ahead and tell me one thing about genetics. And it left two. Okay. I'm getting too good at this.
Don't let chat, what is it doing, happen to you. I've taken 100 of the most common anti-scientific arguments and put together the research, the logic, and the facts to take them all down. Every copy is personally signed and shipped by me. There are also way over 100 additional misconceptions in my second book, Facts That Aren't True. Or if you prefer, there are full audio versions of both books, including all of the pictures used in the books. If you're interested, click the link in the description.
Yes. What evidence do you have to support it?
Why do I think evolution is true, and what evidence do I have? Well, the reason I think it's true is the evidence. And so the evidence would be genetics, paleontology, comparative anatomy, embryology, and common sense.
Okay, can you name one example? Or maybe two?
I could name you five. I could give you paleontology, embryology, genetics.
No. Please, can
comparative anatomy and common sense.
Can you give me the missing link? I want the missing link.
What would the missing link look like?
But I don't know, because I think it's still missing. Or it don't exist, huh? Is it possible? You talked to this guy before. This guy has no clue what he's talking about. There is something in evolution which I must
You're
say
the guy that used to come up here and call me a Viking, right?
No, the first time I'm here.
Oh, you sound exactly like the, you Viking.
No, I'm not that. I don't call nobody names. I just come into discussions. And
there speak. You go. There's the missing links. They haven't been missing for like a really long time.
Okay, these aren't the missing links. These are.
No, they are. You said that you don't even know what the missing links would look like.
Let me tell you how it started. Let
me tell you something. You fucking, fucking, you fucking, you fucking.
Oh,
fucking, you fucking. You fucking.
Can I speak? Give me
5 minutes. You fucking.
Give me 5 minutes.
You fucking, you fucking.
My God, I think you deserve such a slap from your father. I tell you, can you give me 5 minutes?
Sure.
Yes, okay. Charlie Darwin made this book about the evolution of species. Yes, you know who I'm talking about. After that, they started to find the missing links, like Piltdown Man, like Lucy. I don't know if you're familiar with it. You should be. Yeah?
Yeah, I love Lucy.
It was all disproven. A scientist in Germany, it was all disproven.
Who is that?
1920 and 1938. Piltdown Man and... The Lucy fossil is disproven, and the Nebraska Man.
Piltdown Man was a hoax, yeah, and Nebraska Man probably.
And Nebraska Man was also a hoax, and they all teach us this stuff in schools.
You know how many biblically, biblical archaeological things that have supposedly been discovered ended up being hoaxes? All of them.
Who's talking about the Bible, huh? Who's talking? We go talking about evolution, yeah.
Oh, God, goodbye.
Actual, man. I mean, evolution can be agreed upon to some extent, but on a macro level, I think it's just not a factual thing. Do you believe that...
You know who disagrees with you? People that study biology for a living.
Yeah, I was going to say that. Probably a lot of biologists, but here's the thing. I'm just saying that biology on a macro level... It's just kind of inconsistent. So you're going to have to show me.
Not really.
You're going to have to show me how we have actual evidence for like evolution on a macro level.
Genetics and the fossil record will do that.
Yeah, the fossil record is like, you know, inconsistent.
It's not.
I'd say so. I don't think we have actually fossil records to show for what we claim to be an actual product, a product of actual macroevolution. So, like, we have evolution.
Wish we do.
I mean, if we have evolution on the actual human level, speaking of the human level or the actual Homo sapiens species, we don't actually have fossils to show for every single intermediate species.
Yeah, we do.
I don't think we do, Planet.
We do, though.
I'm actually going to call you Coyote Peterson. I like that better.
Sure, that's fine with me.
Okay. So
what the fuck? Okay, sorry. You could probably hear all that chattering. That was my keyboard.
Yeah, that's fine.
I just need to bookmark this picture because I end up using this picture every single time I do a live stream.
That's
so
take your time. I'm right here, man. I'm right here. We'll wait for it.
Why is it not updating? There we go. Da 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 da.
All right, dude. All right, so we have B, C, D, E, F, and then we have I, J, K, L, M.
Yeah, it's cutting some of them off, but yeah.
Okay, so I'm guessing that this is starting from the actual first recorded species up to the last.
And that it starts with Australopithecus and goes up to modern Homo sapiens.
Okay, yeah, great. So there's going to be a problem here, though. My question is just going to be this. Is that in the diagram you just showed, I don't know if the actual information is on there or not. Is there actually a time frame between A to B to C to D?
Yep.
Because we are missing some actual ones in between, I believe. And if we're not, maybe I'm just wrong.
So there is kind of a, how do I want to say this? This isn't like literally the case, but every time you find a missing link, There is, it invites the possibility that a missing link between the one you just found and the other one that's known of exists. Now, there aren't going to be an infinite number of missing links, but every time it happens, it opens up the hypothetical possibility. For now, every one you find creates another one. And if you find one in the middle, it actually creates two new ones. So it's like cutting the head off of a hydra in a way. But it literally only takes one. We have demonstrated the existence of missing links. The only acceptable line of evidence for evolution is that a missing link needs to exist. They would exist for every species. But really all we need to do is find one to confirm that they do exist. But we don't have one. We have bunches and bunches of them for many species.
Gotcha. Okay, so just to be clear, the argument you're making is that, you just made a statement that in order for evolution to exist, if I understood you correctly, there has to be a missing link. Was that a statement you just made?
Yeah, otherwise evolution is false.
Okay, and you're saying because, and then you sent me the analogy of you're essentially cutting a hydra's head or two heads if it's in the actual middle. Well, I'm just confused. Yeah. I guess I'm just confused because, like, so we have these actual fossils that we find.
Yep.
And you're saying, let's just give an analogy here that we have A and B.
Yeah, I'll put them back up on the screen here. So see D here? You can't see my cursor, unfortunately, but D is the one with the blue in it. So you have C before it, and then you have E after it. Now, D is remarkably similar to both of them, but they are distinct from each other. But hypothetically, I can imagine something that is in between C and D. So every time you find one in the middle, it opens up, well, but where's the transition between these two? So we have I don't know if you would call that a demarcation problem. Oh, shit. Sorry, YouTube. I shared the wrong tab. You could call that a demarcation problem or something, but where do you draw the line and say, yep, this one is the species, but like there is no in between these two species. One just turned into the other. That's kind of arbitrary. That's the problem I'm pointing out.
Gotcha. So if you have like C and E, you're saying that D is open for interpretation, but it almost kind of fills in regardless. So therefore, okay, I see what you're saying.
D certainly fits in between. It's just that when we lay them all out, like let's say we have 10 of them, and you look at seven and eight, and then you go, well, but I could imagine something between seven and eight. So actually, there are actually 11 transitional forms, missing links or whatever. I was like, well, I mean, okay, but like we literally only need to find one to confirm that missing links exist, which is what evolution proposes. Calling them missing links is actually kind of funny in this instance because they actually aren't missing. They're just links. So we can call them transitional forms, I guess.
Okay. Coyote, this isn't my area of expertise. You made some very good points. So I'll do this. I will leave with this knowledge and I will come back in a future date to have an actual good debate with you. But you've given some good points, so I will leave it at that. Also, have a good New Year's. You look very good today. Your mustache and beard looks very, very good. Take care of yourself.
Go Broncos.
This video and all my videos is on my Patreon ad-free, and you can get a free copy of my first book by being a member too. Plus, your name will appear in the end credits. Thank you.